whistle is on now. I don't know why you. Why did these guys do this thing? You had to record room noise before. You have done it before.
Just stop.
Wow, inside. Are you guys on? You guys are. Yo, welcome to the Glazed Donut podcast, man. This time the boys have left me again. I'm with the ladies. Tine, what's up?
Hi guys.
Damilola, what's up, man? How you doing? So,
Ololimad.
What we get into first, man?
My identity, man. Everybody has a nickname. But
why are you trying to hide?
Okay, now.
Are you trying to hide, man?
You've left your slavery name behind.
Exactly.
So, like, I need to
leave exactly
my slavery name behind.
Oh.
I'll get something. I'll get back to you.
Guys. Emancipate. Damilola, Ojewa. Ojewa Keng. Ojewa Keng. Tell us something now. What's up with you? How's it going? Who's bothering you?
I need money.
I need money.
What's beating you up?
Everybody needs money, man.
No. I need money. Guy, I don't have data. Who wants to give me data? I need money.
So, like, when you were pleating your hair now, you were just like, yo, fam, I don't have data. What were you doing? As you were pleating, you were just sitting out there.
I need money, Shad. I need to go.
So, like,
that's what's bothering me.
10 years ago, did you have money?
Yes.
10 years ago.
I didn't have to bother about spending.
So, like,
spending on me.
So 10 years ago. Please.
So no, wait.
But like,
your 10 year challenge was a glow down.
Should I show you my picture?
No, but this 10 year challenge thing. Some people.
Well, but you're not vibing.
When you say 10 years,
you're not vibing. Some people's 10 years.
We expect you to, you know, come out looking like 10 years have really shown you that life has treated you well.
Damn.
Maybe we'll come. You just ask them, which one is the before and after?
Damn.
Because you're just like a,
which one is now?
Different shades, please. I think you're looking like you're suffering.
And it's mostly just camera change. Like sometimes, it's mostly just camera change or makeup.
Yeah.
I'm like, yo.
And people say stuff like, oh, if you were like 8, 10 years ago, you shouldn't 10 year challenge, but it's all the same 10 year challenge. Shut up.
Dead.
The Kardashians
wow
drop their own show.
Oh, what the Kardashians doing? Like, they fine.
10 years ago.
They stay the same, man.
No, do they have big bum bum? Oh, breast.
Kim's ass should definitely do a 10 year challenge. Kim's ass, I need a 10 year challenge.
Face.
I swear.
If she her does a 10 year challenge,
you'll see the difference.
You, Kim, I'm not shitting you, man.
I love her.
I'm with you if you're with me.
I'm
with you if you're with me.
Kyle.
No, Kai is not beating anybody.
Nope.
He loves all of us.
Okay.
Yeah. He's not beating me. He's going to allow me.
Worst case,
you'll throw a
tantrum for like 10 minutes and
if Kai tweets about me, my 10-year challenge starts. Like, fam, I've blown. Kai tweets about me. Like, yo, how's my 10-year challenge? So what are you guys thinking about this Gillette ad stuff, man? The shit happened last week, but then our producers here could not schedule a recording time properly.
Well,
have you guys seen the ad?
Yeah, I have personally. Like I had no personal opinions about the ad. It was calm, it was cool. They're trying to pass across a message. So that's fine. But my problem with the story around the ad was all these people on Twitter talking about, oh no, when Maggie did it, people were saying that Maggie is misogynist. Is this not a
whoa? Are you talking about us?
No, not us.
Whoa.
Guys on Twitter talking about how the Maggie ad, how we were calling it misogynistic. So therefore, the Gillette ad is what word did they use? I don't know what it is when you're against.
Miss Andress.
Yes. And I'm just like, you can't even compare those ads because the Maggie ad was literally trying to sell their, like, the goal of the Maggie ad was to sell their products. Yeah, they want everyone to buy Maggie.
That Gillette ad did nothing for the Gillette brand.
It was not, they had nothing because, like, when you do PR and advertising, basically, they have socially conscious ads that they're supposed to pass across a message. It has nothing to do with the brand. Worst case scenario, all you know is that the brand supports this, like, ideology. Not what we're talking about. This is not how to advertise a shaving stick. Shut the fuck up.
You know what I mean? I know you're not fucking around with the ad.
No, I like the ad.
Like,
I don't have any.
But guys, what? Guys were looking at it as far. Why are they making it look like?
The truth hurts. That's just it.
Which truth?
No,
there was a part in the ad where parents were standing by, two kids were fighting, and they were saying boys will be boys.
Well, personally, I feel like, obviously, what people refuse to get wrong is the ad may not get everything right, but you cannot be drawing parallels between that ad and the Maggie ad. Please, let's all just behave ourselves.
This Maggie ad is still on your...
Yes, that it was.
Because it came back up, yes, actually.
And like, those of you like, very soon now, all these women, shut the fuck up. Like, who are you?
So this is your, this is actually your Ojewa Kang.
It's bothering you.
This is your Ojewa Kang, man.
It's fam. It's me up. Wow. Speaking of that Ojewa Kang, I saw this one about some girl who, what did she even say? She said, some guy that said he graduated from university, then went back 2 years to collect his transcript, and they told him that they're not going to answer him till he cuts his beard.
Hey! Eh? What school am I?
He didn't drop the school name, but I'm so sure it's CU.
This is a Nigerian school.
Yeah, of course. Went to a private university. He graduated, came back 2 years later to ask for transcript, and he hadn't him
anymore. Oh my god. He needs to cut his beard.
He's no longer a student.
Chill, man. I think I'll dash them the transcript. No. Reason is, man. Look at me now. Nothing. I'll now leave and come back. And you not tell me I need to call my beard.
Fair enough, sure.
He should sue them, actually. Longer a student.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Man.
It's like, when I thought, I was just like, man, you will do all sorts of things.
And why do parents send kids to schools like that?
Well,
I don't know.
They want to have a good education. Yeah. Like, someone was talking something about good how education. There's a divide between private and public unis right now, and I really agree with that divide, because some private university students throw public university students because the fact that they're always on strike, like the ASU guys are always on strike. Yeah, people do that. But then again, public university guys, some of them also throw private university guys talking about stuff about how their schools are glorified secondary schools.
That's what my dad said.
Let's say that all these private universities have crazy ass rules, but at the end of the day, they get the education, they get the degree, and the X, but you're still in school.
Wow. So you're throwing shots at...
I'm not throwing shots. I just need everyone to like sort of
public
not let that divide.
We're not like that every time. Just days that the boys don't come around. Actually, this is free.
But at the end of the day, yeah, not everybody is going to use that degree.
Exactly.
So, there are people, if you say you're in UNILAG, for example, and you graduate from UNILAG, in Nigeria, you actually have a very high place, like when you're looking for a job, just because you left UNILAG.
Yeah, I agree.
Do you get?
But same thing with even Covenant, same thing with Babcock. Covenants have sort of made their name in the corporate world.
Our rules are recognized. I don't know why.
Oh, of course, nice. Because again, people also have this idea that when you're in private school, you can pay your way through, which you can, because there are plenty of private schools in this Nigeria. And lots of them, they will have NUC accreditation, just carry a degree and be going.
Wow.
Which also happens in public
schools. Shout out to the public.
But because of the numbers, not everybody can.
Yeah.
Do you get? So, let's say I'm going to private school, I'm paying 400K tuition, but someone in public school is paying 30K tuition. It's easier for me to pay my way through than it is for them. So that's why people usually say,
your car experience in paying your way through stuff, man.
What's that trying to say?
What do you mean?
Just trying to segue to transactional sex.
Oh my god!
Okay. Segue. False. Transactional sex, man. What the fuck does that mean? I don't even know.
Can I say something?
Can I say something? No.
See this, first, I actually don't have anything to say about fouls. The only problem I had with whatever I said is how it started with feminists in building. When he said that, that's what threw me away. But it is his opinion.
What did he say, please?
Asked him the question, it was feminists in the building, feminists. I didn't get that part because his answer had nothing to do with feminism. But the whole transactional sex thing, he may partake in it, so who knows?
Jesus Christ.
We don't know. He doesn't tell us his business.
You don't know.
We just started this podcast. We need Fouse's backing.
I'm not saying anything silly about him.
Yeah.
I'm just saying he may partake in it, but he's just saying I hate transactional sex.
Yes.
Some people were bringing up, so all these girls that dance in music videos, they are getting paid to shake their body. Please, they are getting paid to shake their body. Okay.
They are getting paid.
But they are not getting paid. paid.
They're getting paid is the
no, but like it is like dancing is their work.
I know what I'm saying. I'm saying like they're getting paid. That's their way of life. And that's, like their, saying, that's their means.
You get, he's saying like, do you exactly have to have sex before you get money? Like that's what he's saying. He doesn't like. Like you can have sex for flenjo, have fun, but like
flenjo.
Oh gosh. Wait,
producer, babe, pull up. What's the meaning of flenjo?
Enjoyment. Sugar. Jaye. Like you like, can do that for like fun, but like he's just saying.
My whole opinion on the whole situation is just that like it's calm here if he has his opinion first. Like it's fine, and I agree with Jamie with the whole starting with feminism thing. Keep quiet, because just because maybe like a couple of people who have claimed to be feminists have come after him for it, but like this whole transactional sex thing, I think because they're just giving it monetary value. When you take a girl to the club, or I must say this always happens, but in situations where you take a babe to the club, you spend money on bottles. After, before you went to the club, you went for a fancy dinner. You guys spent the entire night together. You cracked all these stupid jokes she had to laugh at.
And then she
you
guys, had to.
Then you girls go back
always
to,
have to laugh. Yes. Well, we just
then you go back to her, go back to your place, and then
damn.
She says she's not in the mood. After, obviously, because you're not a rapist, you'll not force her, obviously. But the next day, you go to your guys and be like, can you imagine? I took this babe to the club.
Oh my God. Pause. Wait, you guys can. No.
What you know, do you want to cry?
Okay. Ha, yeah. Wait. So, are you telling me that the guys are, the guy, okay. Okay, I'm not going to give anybody a golden star for not being a rapist, but like, okay.
He's not obligated to have sex.
He's not obligated to have sex with her, yeah. But then, are we going to ignore the fact that this nigga just spent that much money?
That's what I'm saying. For, Files is
with something,
listening.
With something,
to me.
With something in mind. With something in mind.
Exactly. That's the
but
thing.
But you
that's
brief the girl first.
But the prostitutes and the people who are in the position are straightforward. They just say, here's the money, come and sleep with me.
And
but
that's transactional sex.
Exactly. It's a transaction. Just because you're not spending physical money and putting it in her hand, it's the same transaction. Because if you're at the end of the day, okay, how am I going to get this babe? I know this babe is not into relationships. Okay, how am I going to reach out? Okay, maybe I'll take her out. It's the same thing. Transaction, you spent your money on her. Just because you don't give her the money in your hand does not mean transaction not happen.
Transaction?
It's the word he used.
We got a man in the building. We've got a man in the building. Fuck, is the door locked? This nigga is walking away.
Who's that?
Cheeks, the nigga is crazy. This Cheeks guy. Call that Cheeks guy. Well, what were you saying? You say something about, okay. I mean like, there's this thing that people girls say that when guys take them out,
mm-hmm.
they expect.
Sometimes they do.
Expect. I call it hope.
Wait.
Hope. Hope is the word, man.
Mm-hmm.
For we non-rapists out there.
Yeah.
Hope. Shout but expect. Out to you guys. Expect is crazy, man. Expecting the girl to give you. Taking
See,
out.
There's
crazy.
Some guys like that. I'm not saying every guy is like that, but we're just trying to lay out the facts because people are only limiting transactional sex to money. And it's not only money, because really and truly, if someone has in mind the goal is sex, how am I going to get there? I'm going to take her to dinner, spend money on her, and then after, hope that she sleeps with me. Is that not a transaction waiting to be happened?
Well, grab a seat, man.
I just want to hear about who's sleeping with Sinead Nicole.
That's my nigga Cheeks, man.
Sound like a fun conversation.
Well, yeah, Cheeks is here now. I'm now compelled to form accents. If you're listening, don't be angry. I'm switching into Canadian Trev.
What?
Okay.
No, film me in.
No, guy, producer, you know you're going to do punching, right? This is the part where you punch in and he's in. Okay, we're back. we're back. You were talking about transactional sex. And like, I'm telling these girls that some guys actually like, I feel like if you take a girl out
mm-hmm.
and you spend that much money
mm-hmm.
and you had something, you are hoping that something would happen at the end. You had a dream that okay, something will happen at the end. And it does not happen. Don't you have the right to at least be angry?
Yes, I'm not
with your friends.
I said, you can't be angry, but Nigerian people are limiting, they're sort of reducing the transaction to only money. That's a transaction waiting to be happening. Fowl said it like, transactional sex is just paying a prostitute's money and going. That's not what transactional sex is. Expecting sex at the end of a long rigmarole It's transactional sex.
Is it rigmarole?
It is.
I'm actually.
This is a very dicey
secret. Wait,
before we move on, rigmarole, people. Like, you know, I got y'all.
I'm about to check the meaning.
Rigmarole.
No, the point is that. Well, the point I'm just trying to make is that we just need to stop limiting it to, like, you know, spending physical money or saying you come and sleep with me now. Transactional sex, if I see you and I'm like, I want to sleep with this girl, I know she will not just collect money.
But the transaction has to be mutual, though.
Yeah.
Before you call it a transaction, I feel it has to be mutual.
Okay, fair enough.
Do you feel?
Fair enough.
If she doesn't know, you can call that manipulation, but calling it transaction, like, I saw a babe and I'm timing her.
I know, there's some girls that like, you tell them this, and they'll say, you're just going to just say like that, we'll not even do anything, we'll not even go out.
But that's the thing, you know that.
And you have made your payments, you take her out, all your payments, and then she'll spread her legs.
Crying.
Jesus Christ. Okay, this has gone to another level now.
Wait,
this was not what I wrote down.
My question is like, so do we even know what Fowls meant? I actually don't know what he meant when
he said that transactional sex thing was just like.
What I got from it was like, he just, the basic level definition was, he's not messing with people who pay, like, make sex, like, you have to pay
for play.
Oh my god.
That's the is that new of this episode?
Nah.
Pay for play is not
new on your own with that one. Okay. But I don't know what he meant. That's the thing. So I don't want to judge him based off like what my perception is of what he said. Yeah, I'm about to slip and fall. So I guess that's where the issue is. But what led to this conversation?
It was on the docket, man. We're just talking about like, oh wait. We segued. It was a mad segue. Yeah, what did I see? I said something about someone paying to have sex with.
Damn. He just segued.
Bad memory. Yeah. We segued from the Gillette ad to transactional sex. Don't ask me how I did that, man.
Crying.
But it was crazy
work on the mic. Anyhow, I just feel that niggas that take girls out and hope. I'm here for the niggas that hope something will happen. I'm not here for the niggas that expect something to happen.
Fair enough.
Okay. Expecting something to happen to me is crazy. Because okay. I know, I heard of a story that was this girl I know, she went out with somebody.
Mm-hmm.
This guy, he obviously, you know guys, when it's time, chivalry enters. When it's time, chivalry comes in play. The guy did everything, bought her movie tickets, this one, that one. But the girl is a straight shooter. When she started feeling, oh, this nigga is making, he's touching me this place, touching me that place. Say, Ogweni, it's not happening. The guy vexed. Say that she's going home on her own. Left her in ICM. And I'm like, what?
I'm sorry.
The guy just took his things and left. And I'm like, man.
It happens.
I feel for this girl, but I feel for this guy too.
You feel what?
The pain.
Of what?
That could have been his last money.
Wow.
Nah, man.
He probably left his house thinking, I'm making an investment now. And I'll rip in the near future. And the babe lets him know that, nah. This thing is just...
But I feel like that conversation has to happen before. Like,
yes.
I think all these situations where
people are redefining the playbook.
No, honestly, though, like, you can't be just... I was about to say rolling dice, but I feel like that's taking on its own connotation. You can't really...
Pause. Masturbating.
No, not masturbating. You can't be playing chances.
Oh.
Because I feel like just going out and hoping that at the end of the night some play would happen. Unless someone, like, I guess you don't necessarily have a relationship with.
Yeah.
It's like you're very early into it and it's like you're hoping that's progressed to that. But if you feel like you're at the point where you can have that conversation, then why not just have it? Why is everybody just trying to play around the idea?
Yeah, just be so straightforward.
So girls, do you guys prefer guys telling you up front that I'm taking you out, I want to fuck, are you down?
Worst, like, obviously to come off somehow.
Dami is nodding. Y'all should know that Dami is nodding.
Are you okay?
Right. Personally, you come off some way, but like, at least you were straightforward.
But like, you know the thing is, I feel like the paradigm shift when it goes the other way. Boys, wait, guy, what do you want? Guy, go away from here. Go away from here. We're recording something. What I'm saying is that when a girl is telling a guy, bro, I want to fuck you, man. That's crazy.
You won't say it like that now.
Like a girl making her intentions clear.
Yeah, there are girls like that. Many girls like that.
That's like a red flag.
Have you seen Kidaku's Instagram? No, open the comments. I want you to spit in my mouth. Please come and choke me.
Wow. Nice.
I saw there was one I saw. Oh my God. I think she said, I want my head to burst from my body. Something like that.
Wait, what? I'm never going to engage that man. Because that nigga kid a shirt, bro.
Don't waste your money buying that nigga Kidaku's shirt. He's going to remove it. Bro. He's going to remove the shirt.
This is bad at getting a shirt. That's all I feel.
Nah, he's going to remove the shirt.
But wait.
So you're talking about, like that.
You're talking about girls being upfront.
Yeah, they're saying that they like guys being around. I'm saying that I feel like as Daily Sanchez, his invisible presence, he said last time.
Yeah.
It's only ugly girls that need to do that. That's what he said. That's what he said. I'm not saying that. Girls can be nice. I fuck with that. But like Daily Sanchez, I'm quoting him. Niggas said that ugly girls are the only ones that have to try hard.
See,
I'm paraphrasing y'all.
Right. So thing for me is like I've seen both sides, right? So I've seen situations where
damn boy, you seen both sides, man.
Can you let me speak?
You seen both sides.
Can I speak?
Okay.
So I've seen both sides. Do you want to get another joke off just quickly?
No, yeah, I'm feeling it. I'm stretching out for the next one.
I've seen both sides, and like, I've seen situations where I wasn't really into it.
Mm-hmm.
Like the second was like the intentions were made known. It's like, oh, this isn't fun anymore. And I can't explain why that happens. That's just biology, in my opinion. Because like, for some reason, niggas just want to chase.
Yep.
And I cannot explain it. It's like, there's no reason for that. But then on the flip side, okay, you feel like you're about to say something.
No, just like, when you see niggas just want to chase,
mm-hmm.
I fuck with that, man.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Like, the chase is the high.
Yeah.
Like, getting the babe is madder than getting the babe. I don't know if that fucking makes sense. Process of getting the babe is madder than getting the babe. I swear.
It's crazy. The first time she texts you, we're going to fight, it's like, yes. like, yes. Just adding up scores in your head, like, yeah, there we go.
Nah, man, there we go. I fuck with that, but you want something.
But then, okay, the other side of it as well is like, when you feel like you want to bring the conversation up and it doesn't come, and then she does it, that is just the greatest thing ever. And I can't explain why either. Like, I don't have any metrics for this. Like, I really just feel like if all of this shit is random for the most part, but like I cannot explain to you how relieving it can be when you're trying to bring up those types of conversations. The girl's like, you know what, just say what you want to say.
Yeah.
It's like, fine, I'm like, okay.
Say what you want to say.
Let's go to Silverbird.
Let's go to Silverbird.
No. Shout out to Daily for the
advice. I'm not doing shit in the cinemas, man. Yo.
Nah, come on, man.
Come on. Yeah. So, well, that's you, man. But like,
so it's always the chase for you.
That's then why am I doing it, man? Like, why am I there if I'm not chasing? Like, yo, if you come, it's like a girl telling a guy she has a crush on him.
Mm-hmm.
To me, I feel like
I can do that.
Yeah, shut up, man. you're already vexing me. You fucked up the production thing. That's your business. Anyhow, what was I saying? This stupid producer guy is vexing me. Anyhow, a girl telling a guy that she likes him. I feel like you're just setting yourself up to be used. I don't know why.
Uh-huh.
Sheesh.
But I can't do that.
Well, you're setting yourself up, man.
My pride is too big. Like, it can be so clear, but I'll never open my mouth to say it or use my hands.
And I fuck with that.
Never.
Why?
I fuck with that because niggas are saying, oh, just shoot your shot. Those niggas that want you to shoot your shot, those are niggas that want to use you, man. Like, I don't feel. Let me give you an instance, man. A case where a guy likes a girl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The girl doesn't like him.
Mm-hmm.
The girl likes another guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But that guy likes another girl, mm-hmm. that likes that guy. I don't know if this is making sense.
I get.
I like Damn Lola.
Mm-hmm.
You, Damn Lola likes you.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But then I managed to get Damn Lola.
Okay.
You now have to settle for someone else that Tinidu now liked you.
Okay.
You now have to settle that, okay, Tinidu likes me.
Yeah.
Let me just get into that relationship.
Yeah.
I feel that's fucked up, man.
Wait, okay.
I don't know if I'm painting the picture right. I have names, but I don't want to put names.
Let me get your name. Like, I'm accepting your name. Let me get your logic.
It's supposed to go this way.
Okay. I have a crush on Dami Lola.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But Dami Lola doesn't like me.
Dami
likes chicks.
Yeah.
But chicks likes Chinedu.
Yeah.
But Chinedu likes me.
Bro, my brain is fried. My brain is fried.
So I hook up with Chinedu.
Yeah.
And then since you lose out on Chinedu because you like Chinedu, also,
you get with Dami.
You now get with Dami because Dami liked you.
Yo, real quick, I probably shouldn't have studied mass comm, bro. Like, I'm so lost.
Should I face it one more time? Last time. Let me see if I get this clear
now.
I'm going
to try my hardest this time.
I like
Dami.
Dami.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Dami
doesn't like me back.
Okay.
But Dami likes you.
Okay.
You like me. Chinedu.
Okay.
I like Trip.
Chinedu likes me.
Yeah.
So I get with Chinedu.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm the only one who wins in this situation.
But you were trying to get Chinedu,
mm-hmm.
but you don't. Chinedu gets with me.
Okay.
I don't even know how that happens though.
Yeah, but still, he likes Dami.
It happens. Yeah. I get with Chinedu, and then you find out that Dami likes you.
Yeah.
Just and then you start flocking to Dami. Aspa, come and satisfy my needs. Fam, that's trust, man. That's trust.
Okay, so here's the thing. So are we saying that we trust God? That took a long fucking time. Thank God, yeah. Are we saying that we trust women more with like feelings than guys? Like, are you saying like women are just naturally more responsible with that? Because, bro, like, women can be really mean with that too. You know, like that whole thing of like, they feel like he's about to move on and that's when they send that message like, oh, how far? Like, I've missed you.
What does that mean? I know people who have like voluntarily just said, should I text my ex? You'll probably be missing me. Let me text you.
And that's it. Wow. Were they all evil? Just
no, they weren't.
Oh, no, it's just, no, it's just, no, it's no. Just,
your tribalism is showing.
No, it's, it
cover
was,
it, cover it up.
No, it's just one of my frequently asked questions in general.
Yeah.
Regardless of the
situation. When they put like a bio of you, frequently asked questions, were they all evil?
Just asking.
I was just asking, just if asking. You break up with someone, then, are you guys still allowed to like, or is that person, if you guys are broken up,
mm-hmm. yeah.
is either of you allowed to text each other? Not about like the inside joke y'all had when y'all were together.
I think it depends on how the relationship ends.
Like y'all had an inside joke, y'all had your stuff now.
Yeah.
But like, then you break up. Like is someone around to hit you up.
If one person moves away, you guys think
someone else?
The person you broke up with. You broke up with Chinedu. Let me just paint this picture.
I'm crying. Nah, you don't have to do this. Okay, don't worry. I'm with you.
Me and Chinedu are going out.
Damn, niggas treat me like I'm this special.
We break up. Am I or is she allowed to hit me up like, oh, so and so, the inside joke that we once had?
Yeah,
if you guys ended on a good note.
Don't do that. Why would you do that?
If you ended on a good note,
like,
who would even end on a good note? I don't believe that.
You know, are better.
Anything that was on a good note should not have ended.
No,
there are some things that are better off as just like friends, like friendships and stuff like that.
My question, would you rather have to tell that joke to someone else, like another nigga?
And I don't know.
Dele is not here, but you know what Dele told me one day? That one day he was with a girl and they gave each other names. So they called themselves Mr. and Mrs. whatever.
Yeah.
And then they ended.
Yeah.
And then this girl literally started calling her new guy that name.
Hey.
Wow.
What?
Okay.
Don't you want
bad.
To shoot somebody?
That's petty.
Cultural appropriation.
That's why he no longer gives people nicknames.
Well, imagine Daily really giving petty. I can't imagine that guy with someone, you know? Like, the thought of him with a person is just wild. You know, she's blowing her brains out. She's tired of hearing film shit.
She has to be a director, man. Probably watching some movies on the side. Dilly was like,
when he told me, he was like, nah, man, that girl got trash.
Crying. Nah, he's been through his first shit. But, like, so it's also that, and it's also like jokes. Not jokes, like music. Me personally, like,
if I plug me to music, I hate it so much.
I imagine you guys have so much pride. It's ridiculous. So you're in the backseat shazamming instead of just asking a question. Like,
yeah. I ask, but
I'm not interested in your music, Seth.
No.
I've never been an instance where, like, I need to ask for the music and I couldn't. Like, I've been pinned this picture.
No, like,
bro,
I ask.
Pride.
Who is the person? Who is the person I'm meant to ask? My ex.
Okay, so you're dating Chinedu and
Yo, nigga, that's not my real laugh, man.
Go for it.
Body vibrating voice. You know what I mean.
Oh, did we already? Did we already address that?
No, we're not addressing that.
Apparently, Trev is getting the loins of a couple women.
A couple, no. Shout out to Lulu, man.
Just one woman.
Shout out to Lulu, man.
Oh, shout out.
Is that Lulu. And we're leaving it there.
No, we're not. We have to explore this.
Step forward into mansplaining. Yo, please. I don't know what mansplaining is.
By the way, I think Lulu is one of Chinedu's friends. Is she single?
What's mansplaining?
I think so.
Yo, come back. What's mansplaining?
I think I'll go back to mansplaining.
What's mansplaining? Chinedu, I know this is what Chinedu is ready to cry.
You're about to walk out of the studio now.
What's mansplaining?
Mansplaining is basically when someone asks a question, usually a woman,
and the man
in the room answers the question like she's a fool. She gets.
Or he was just trying to elucidate.
No.
Alright.
It's almost like behind the explanation is like
expatiate. Is it what?
It isn't.
I swear it's a word.
The word is expatiate. That was courtesy of Cheeks. You're welcome. You've learned something new. There's no word in the English language.
Producer, if you don't cut that thing out, I'm out of the show. This boy has embarrassed
me. Continue.
That's an embarrassment. I'm out of the show.
Continue.
Anyhow.
The point is that behind the air of the explanation, it's also like, oh, these women, they're stupid questions. Yeah. It doesn't happen a lot. It happens a lot in Nigeria, actually.
Oh, definitely. People be mansplaining all the time.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Trevor, chill. One day, I watched soccer. I used to be obsessed with soccer, not anymore. So I don't know the stats again. I used to start analyze soccer when I was like 12 years old. I was into the Premier League. Mm-hmm. And then I went out with a couple of my friends. Mm-hmm. I was like 13. And then I asked, oh, who's playing left wing, something about Arsenal, because I didn't know the person.
Mm-hmm.
And then one boy looked at me like, how can I ask that kind of question? Can't you even see that this blah blah blah? Can't you see that this person did the formation like this? And I was like, all I asked you was, who was playing left wing? What the fuck are you talking about?
Wow.
Do you get?
Yeah.
Like, calm down. Like, yeah. And anytime you ask guys about sports, it's almost like they take a big injection and plug into their brains.
No, man.
And their head explodes.
For me.
And it starts like.
For me, it's way worse because, like, I don't know why, man. I just don't
want to engage.
Please don't talk to me about sports.
See, that's different for you.
Especially
you're obsessed
with
sports.
If it looks like you're trying.
Yeah.
Oh God.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
All right, tell me about your.
That's
yeah, about
different.
Crazy,
for
the sex or
like
crazy story on the side.
Oh, let's hear it.
I was talking to a girl.
Yeah.
She was telling me how she nabbed her ex cheating on her.
Yeah.
See that they went somewhere, something was for a competition shot.
Yeah.
And the boy, she didn't have a phone at birth.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So her phone at sports. She was just there. She met the guy. The guy was part of the organizers, whatever.
Yeah.
They talked. He was about to go and meet his friends. Not like, just hold my phone.
Yeah.
Guy told her the password.
I don't know.
You had things to hide. How would you tell her the password?
Reverse cycle.
I don't know what they.
Yeah.
I'm not hiding anything.
Yeah.
It's all yours.
That's the stupidity.
Trust me.
It's calm.
If you make it anyhow, out alive, the trust levels are insane.
Anyhow. Okay, that's a fact.
Had
not heard.
So, you heard? Yeah.
That's a fact.
You're a bad boys, guys.
Bro, no. We're not doing that in 2019.
His name is Cheeks. What tribe is that?
Continue.
Anyhow. So she's like going through the phone.
No, I'm
just seeing nudes.
Okay.
I had to ask what year was this, man, because like when you say it was news, like niggas still sending news. 2018, 2019.
Oh, his news.
What is news?
He said niggas still sending oh, like just general
other people's news. And then it's not even the cheating story that killed me, because like I was just laughing that, yo, this nigga is stupid, man. Like, how is he saving news in chronological order on his phone? And then she's like, I shouldn't laugh. And the nigga is 6'5" and probably macho. Say yay. Yeah. Okay. I mean, me and my 5'11". Sorry, yo. Maybe it's not like that. She wanted to play a game, but she didn't want to touch the Kim Kardashian game on the phone. It's like, pause. This nigga 6'5", I'm macho. You think Kim Kardashian game? Okay,
sure.
Keep going. She said that she did not want to touch the game because he said that he's always telling her how he's a D-list artist, D-list celebrity. I'm saying,
what the fuck?
What?
Are you sure this guy is 6'5"? I have to ask her again.
He
are you sure this guy is 6'5"?
No, hold on.
No, 6'5 macho guys cannot do what they want.
I actually, I don't hear this rest of the story.
And then she's like, okay. She's, before she sees the porn, the news. She sees the news. And it's like, yo, she doesn't want to blow up her mood or anything.
Her boyfriend.
No, her.
No, like, this is her boyfriend's phone.
Yeah, she just wants to fuck up her mood. She calms down.
Yeah, she's being taken for idiots, man. Or for idiots.
The guy is not there yet now. Obviously, she doesn't want to blow her mood. She's at somewhere. She's not at home. Somewhere with the guy. Obviously, somewhere she has to be there for long. And then she's like, okay, let me just relax. The guy now comes. Obviously, senses the body language vibe. Something is off. Takes his phone and goes. The 6'5 idiot still sends his friends to go and meet her and say that, did she see anything on his phone?
Ha.
Say God. Is this guy 6'5 or not? Tell me the truth. He can't be. He can't. Anyhow. Sends his friends. Say, did you see anything? Obviously, the girl said she did not see anything. But at that point, I don't know who was playing themselves.
Yes.
Whether it was the girl for not exploding or for the guy sending people to ask. Well, then he saw it. The guy now says that, no, you know, boys now.
Yeah.
I was keeping news for my friend.
Oh, wow.
And producer, can you give me the news I told you to keep last week? I need those news back. And then I was like, yo, what the fuck, man? That doesn't even make any sense. Then she's like, yo, after that day, she just left. And that was the end.
No scene, no noise, no nothing.
Yeah.
No, she gave up. She gave his friend. Asma.
I love women.
Asma. Yo, you thought I was gone? Wow. I'm not living like that.
Wow.
Like, yo, man. I'm just like. Whoa.
That's just me.
I'm like, it's me to give his friend, man, but I was just held on the 6'5 guy playing the Kim Kardashian game.
Yeah,
that was just basically what I do.
No, that Kim Kardashian game is in his now. That's for the girl he was with. It's his phone, right?
Uh-huh.
But while she's around and he's probably passed out, she needs to have something to entertain herself.
Told you that she said she didn't want to play the game because he always texts her because he's always ranking up his level in the game. I'm like, yo, man.
No, that's how much time he's spending with the side piece. Mm-hmm. Think about this, bro. It's simple, man.
If you... Okay, I'm not going to...
As you mentioned,
this nigga snitching out boys, man.
Calm down.
I tried to hide the boys.
Calm down. This is a story I tell every time. Just because you brought it up, I have to do it. Like, it's fucking funny. So, a friend of mine, I won't reveal his name, because you know him. He had like this long distance relationship with the girl. And then she went to England. They were in Nigeria at first. She went to England. So they did the whole stupid long distance relationship thing. The whole stupid long distance relationship thing. And then it lasted for a good time, like a year thereabouts. She comes back. It was good. That was actually going well. She comes back. They're chilling. And then she's back in Nigeria at this time. So she says she wants to go to a party. It's like, who's not interested, but she can go, like, look, go have fun.
Mistake number one. Now, I respect that, man.
Yeah, but it's still a mistake, though. Anyways, you should know the kind of girlfriend that you have.
What do you see?
Like, you should know the kind of girlfriend that you have. Like,
what? This I'm a child or something.
That's so random. But anyway, she goes to the party.
You said you know what to do.
And she goes to the party. He's chilling at his house, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Gets a text from the group chat, the guy group chat, and they're like, yo, bro, your babe is wiling. It's like, what do you mean? It's like, yo, bro, your babe is wiling. You know that second one for emphasis, you know? And he's like, what does that mean? Like, explain it to me.
Evidence, proof.
Exactly.
Video, content.
So, attachment number one.
Jesus.
And attachment number one is a video. And attachment number one is a video. You know, it loads up buffering. And then when it opens up.
Do you think you should have opened this?
Bro, they've told you your baby is whining.
What are you going to do? Maybe she was winning the dance contest or some shit.
Nah, I'm not about to let that play my mind. But anyways, attachment number one is loading. I'm sure the guy's heart is beating like hell.
Mm-hmm.
Opens it up. It's his girlfriend. She's on her knees, but she's not looking for something that she dropped on the floor. She's sloppy toppy. She's giving sloppy toppy. Now, my guy sees that, he's heartbroken, of course, but he's like, okay, let me chill, no need to while out yet. They have cash out for now. Anyways, party ends, everybody goes to their respective houses. By the way, the person that she was giving top to was one of his guys.
Hi.
So,
but if I had two homies out there, one of them is meant to go there and snatch a wig.
Yes.
snatch her wig.
Snatch her wig off. Yes, yes. You're stupid.
Nah, come on now. So if you decide that you want to get back,
the same way boys mind their business when their guys cheat.
Hold on, it's not dead, wait, story's not over.
I didn't plan well.
Calm down, story's not over. So
I didn't plan
night well. Ends that he texts her like, yo, what's up?
He's pinning me, just
wait, hold on. He texts her, says how far. You know, you just have to start calling now. You don't give up the info right away.
You have to start calling.
Calm down. There's a point. Like, oh, how's the party? He's like, oh, it was good. And then he hits her with the, I can't believe you did that. She's like, you can't believe I did what? That's the female voice. And he's like, don't play with me. You know what you did? She's like, no, I'm not. I don't know. And then he just hits her with
that. That nigga is serious.
Calm down. Can you let this storyline? Because the punchline is pretty good.
I'm sitting in daily seats, man. So I have to just bust it.
No, but the punchline is pretty good. Hold on. So he hits her with the attachments. So nice internet, buffering. And then she sees a video of herself giving sloppy toppy.
Oh my God.
Do you know what this chick says?
What?
That video is out of context.
What? She said, you know what my guy said to her? So you are sucking dick out of context. Bro, that's one of the funniest things I've heard in my life.
Out of context. She said that video is out of context. Do you understand how angry I would have been in that moment?
What?
That's how I was literally the response.
And I didn't even know why I would have been talking to her for that long.
It's his girlfriend. Like, they have,
after seeing the video, maybe she was still looking his for girlfriend.
An explanation.
Yeah, no, you never know. People like to, you know. Yeah, get closure.
What would you do in that scenario, just randomly?
Yikes.
First text is the attachment. Quest, next thing is wait to see typing, then block.
Actually,
just, right away.
Just wait for typing. Block.
Damn.
Finish.
That's actually my reaction.
Am I mad?
Yes. That is my reaction. Wait,
that's actually a good segue.
Don't play with me. What is that?
That's a good segue.
So evil has come out.
So cheating is a deal breaker. I'm going to pass this around the room. Is cheating just naturally a deal breaker for you guys?
No. Wait, I don't know. It depends, sir. It depends.
Fat, yes.
It depends. And to me, it's the thing of pride, man.
Yes.
She cheated on me with a guy that I looked at the guy and said, oh, mom, miss if I no try.
Does that matter?
No.
It's ego, man. Like, fuck.
Oh, fair.
If a nigga cheats on you, if your girl cheats on you with a guy,
that's all good.
Pause.
It's all good. That's all good, bro.
Your Trevor is straight, man.
It's all good.
Anyhow.
It's all good.
If a girl cheats on you with a guy that you look at and you're like, man, where are the cloud points? Where's the drip? Points?
Nah.
None. I have more. I look at this guy. I look lower. Like, how do I put this, man? This guy's not my level.
What if he has game like you guys always, you know, he's talk about? Like,
what if his game is way more than you?
Yeah, what if he has more game than you?
Like, the one that you say, oh, Jesus is
not. What if he has more game than you?
God, what did I do?
Guy has more game than me.
Not everything.
If he has more everything than me, I'm okay. Because I understand that. Well, shit happens.
Yeah.
I would still fucking hate the bitch, yo. But like, I'm not a misogynist. Bitch has, you know what I mean. I will hate the female. I will hate the female.
That will make it better.
I apologize. I will hate the woman. Okay. But, guy, you just have to understand, man. But like, when is a guy that you're like, who is this guy? You don't even know the person.
See, I told myself, there's certain situations where I'll just take an L, right? Chris Brown, no, honestly, like Chris Brown has this song, Fine China. You've heard Fine China, haven't you?
Yeah.
First couple bars in the songs, he says, girl, does he do it for you? When he's done, does he sit back in the door? And I'm like, okay, if a nigga texted my chick that, do you understand? That's probably like we're having beef, but she wasn't feeling me at the moment. And in that moment, she's like, I'm going with this guy. I'm like, I guess this. Do you know why? Because those are some saucy bars, bro. Those are some saucy bars. Do you understand? Like, I understand, like, the hatred that comes with, like, you know, when the guy's messing you up to like, big up the babe. But, guy, those specific lines in that order, it's just like, nah, man, give it up for Chris. Give it up for Chris. Like, no, not for the woman beating and stuff, but, like, just that other part of it.
Yo, Dami, are you fucking when the girl that cheats on you?
If you cheat on me with someone that's not up to you, Jiggins.
Mm-hmm.
Up to me, sorry. Like, why are you going to cheat with, okay, let me not say ugly, but like, like someone has not seen me now
and that's the,
see how I look now cheat on me with God. Somebody that's like Pankara Wagon. No.
Wow, if you listen to our earlier episodes you know that Dami is Dami, but still it's crazy because people that cheat, man, sometimes it's not necessarily about who is fine.
But you know, somebody, should I tell you something I always say?
Yeah.
He has a girlfriend. He's like, but she's in his sweet shirt.
Should I tell you something I always say? Feel like polygamy is like...
Was it Yoruba?
Yeah.
Okay.
But it is now. Come on.
But see, I feel like polygamy is like a natural... like phenomenon, like men don't always like one person. Even girls, a girl will have a guy and she'll still say, guy, this man is fine. Like, attraction. No, love and attraction. You can get. But like sometimes people fall and people would always fall. Do you get?
Damn, so like you've bitten that propaganda hard. Yes, boys, we're doing our jobs. I can't believe you actually.
No, I see. Let me tell you something. I personally think you can be attracted to plenty of people. But where your humanity comes in, where you show that you're not an animal, is where you
Yes,
you feel a sexual attraction to someone.
Yeah.
Animals, once they feel a sexual attraction, they go for it.
Yeah.
But as a human being with will and intellect, say, okay, I have a girlfriend and I love her and I respect her. Let me behave myself. Yeah. Thank you.
Okay, cheat on me one night stand, not an affair. Uh-huh. I may forgive you for that.
You know, actually, that's actually interesting because this reminds me of the whole Tiana Taylor thing that was.
Babe said she was not pregnant for him.
Apparently, sure. but she's apparently didn't even have sex. She came out and debunked the entire thing.
Yeah.
But it was interesting to me because and I hate like to rehash like old Twitter topics or whatever, but like even just the idea of, you know, being with someone and then wanting them to have threesomes to keep them happy or to keep you happy. I find it really weird.
Like, Freeway.
What was that?
That's your song now.
Freeway. So my thing.
Talking about infidelity. This is when Dami comes alive.
So my thing, I don't even know where I'm going with this, to be honest. I think I'm just tired. But like the whole threesome idea and like all these extra kinnies. Me personally, I don't like calling myself traditional, old school, or giving myself any of those qualifiers.
No.
But there's some shit that just can't fly, man. There's some shit that just can't fly.
Like a threesome.
Yeah, pretty much. Trying to disappoint two women. Like,
What are you trying to disappoint
me for that, bro? Pleasing one woman is hard enough. Like, you want to please two.
You're fine.
King Kong.
The point of being a man is that we can pretend that we're pleasing the two of them. And then, you know the funny thing? I heard that most women pretend to be pleased.
Yep.
So, when you have those perks, use the perks, man.
Well, that's male privilege.
Male privilege.
Yeah. Ego and male privilege.
Why in 2019 is someone having an experience that they're not enjoying and just going with it? Because
imagine it's your husband.
Jesus.
Yeah, married.
That's actually the reality of like a lot of Nigerian women as well. Like,
God forbid.
Yeah, God for real. But like,
God forbid.
It's a thing.
God doesn't tell me this was to suffer.
Wow.
No, but it's a thing. It's a thing. And they will never.
Sexuality. So many under meanings to that statement.
Will not suffer.
God did not say it to suffer. What does that mean?
It's very simple.
Financially?
No, that's not what you know what she means.
In the other room.
You know what she means.
But I feel like, yeah, just what's on the docket, I beg? Like, for you?
No, we're about to wrap up, man. Nigga, you came late, man. This nigga said, what's on the docket?
Are you serious?
Yeah, you are elite.
Oh, anyhow, God, man.
Anyhow.
Friday.
So, yeah, last thing, man. I don't even know if I want this to be last. I love you guys, but like still. Yeah, is it okay to cry for like a man, man?
Yes, come.
Yes.
Fuck that.
Do you find it attractive?
It's not okay to cry.
Because I've heard that that's the thing too.
You see your nigga getting beat up, getting fucked up, and he's crying.
Okay, chill.
It's not.
Where'd you bring that extra thing to? We're just talking about crying. Just crying.
Yeah, crying is
like,
crying, man.
If like something really bad happens, because like on a regular, I'm toxic. Not
I love y'all.
Shut the fuck up and let her talk.
It's Daily Sanchez vibes. I'm sorry.
On a regular, I'm not a crier. So like, I cry for like really like painful things.
Yeah.
So I'd appreciate even. So it's not about men in general. Women too. Mm-hmm. If you're an excessive cry, every small thing, tears are falling from your eyes, I'm very irritated by you.
Okay.
So like, if something really painful happens, you're going through a lot, you're mentally broken, and you just a few tears escape your eyes, what happened?
Yeah.
It's calm. I'm not going to.
Yeah, just don't weaponize it.
Yeah.
You can be weaponized.
Yeah, some guys do that.
Some guys weaponized really? Tears.
Actually, I've heard about that. I've heard about that. It's like the Joker card.
Yeah.
Where you've done everything, like you've cheated.
And usually
like,
the one I've heard about it is guys who beat their girlfriends.
Yikes, are you serious?
They beat their girlfriends and then their girlfriends want to leave and they start crying.
Damn.
Like they start crying real tears. Yes.
I heard of it.
They start crying real tears about how they shouldn't go there. Sorry that you know what took over them. It. Bro. Ah, but that yeah.
Die where the day a man hits me, that's the end.
No, let me tell you something.
What does that mean?
I've told a lot of people this in my marriage. If by mistake, my husband should carry and hit me, I will not give up. I will wait.
Oh, what
patient? One day you eat food and find yourself in the hospital, you will not die.
No.
And as you're in the hospital bed, I'll come and whisper in your ear. Next time, touch me. Cemetery.
Hey.
We were diary of a mad.
Diary of a mad black woman. Have you seen it? After he had finished suffering and he was now paralyzed.
Diary of a what?
Mad black woman. She sat opposite the table and ate her dinner, and he was there wailing in his chair, paralyzed.
She even pushed him into the bathtub.
Oh, wow.
He was paralyzed. Beat him. After all the pain, the HIV you gave people. Everything.
Oh yes, yeah. I remember
this
time
with her. Beat her up, and she did her own slowly and carefully.
Did a Christian man come and save her at the end of the day?
Yes.
Did he? Yeah. That man, nice, fine guy.
Oh. So I know men who weaponize crying when it comes to beating their girlfriends.
It's even just
girls too weaponize crying.
1,000% when the argument is swinging. I personally don't even have time for it.
Do you know why?
Girls will pronounce why you shouting at me.
I agree.
Jonas.
No, but boys disrespectful.
I have to shout. No, sorry. I don't know. I really be implicating myself on this podcast.
So you have to shout.
You don't have to shout. Please, you don't have to shout. But like, fam, I just sent you attachment 1 and 2. Even though I said I won't text you after that, but still, and you asked me why am I shouting? You know why I'm shouting. Like what would you mean by why am I shouting? You know.
Yeah, I feel
like, you. Like,
no, but like this time an offense has been committed, you get. But most times
an argument,
like we're just having like a proper and you're shouting.
Why would you shout on the girl that
what's
that's the thing that also kills me, man. Like, you know how I say the chase is everything for me.
Mm-hmm.
I'll now after chasing you, I'll now get you and start beating you. I don't understand. That thing is confusing to me.
I didn't know that's where you were going with that at all.
Like, she's saying, like, how can you do all that? And then,
just to beat the person.
Yeah,
I'll start beating you. I'll start shouting at you.
Man, it's layered, though. I don't even know if that's a conversation I can have. Like, that's a very. I don't know how you can do that personally, but, you know. Let's just leave it alone.
Yeah, actually,
that conversation is a heavy conversation to have.
Nobody wants to touch it.
Yeah, it's a heavy conversation. Especially
if we start, we won't leave here.
Yeah. But Mr. A Mike, can you take us away?
Yeah, I'm going though. It's a wrap. Producer, cut it.
At the very least, give the people a goodbye message. It's a Friday, you know, something.
Hello? What did she talk?
What?
What does that mean?
That's finished.
You see, I don't know you, but
peace out, guys.
Thank you for spending some time with us on another Friday.
They want the outro in an accent. They don't want my Nigerian fake Canadian stuff.
Say Nigerian fake Canadian.
And on that bombshell, have a good weekend.
Yeah.
We love y'all, man.
Bye, guys.
Yo, every time.